You're listening to the Adventures of a Birth Photographer podcast. I'm your host, Jo Robertson, photographer at Lillian Craze Birth Photography. In each episode, I'll be deep diving into all things birth and birth photography. If you're obsessed with these topics like me, you're in the right place. I'll be having real conversations, sharing honest thoughts, and there'll be a whole lot in between, so stick around. I'm excited you're here, and I can't wait to see where this adventure takes us. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's jump right into today's episode. You're listening to the welcome trailer. Hello. This is a lowdown, if you like, of all the different things you can expect to get from the podcast moving forward, and to have a little insight into who the heck I am, really. Because this is a welcome trailer, I'm going to keep it relatively short. I thought it would be handy to give you just like a breakdown of all the different things I'm hoping to be covering on the podcast and how often I'll be releasing an episode and kind of all that jazz. As the podcast grows and expands, I hope you'll continue to join me and see where this adventure takes us, kind of into the unknown. Bit of a scary territory for me, I guess, but I don't know. Let's see where it goes. So behind the scenes, I have frantically been scribbling down notes about some of the topics I'm hoping to cover. I was initially worried that I wouldn't have enough ideas or enough topics to talk about, and then my brain went into overdrive and all the things just spilled out onto paper. Happy days. So I'm kind of excited about the future episodes I've got planned. I am going to be exploring conversations around birth and birth photography, and I'll be chatting about how actually viewing birth can help you plan and prepare for birth if you're expecting. I am a massive advocate for women viewing other women giving birth, and it's a message that you'll see repeated often in kind of everything I do, really, and everything I post. I believe that birth photography is an incredibly valuable resource that we can all access for free on the internet, and you should kind of just be all over it. So I'm going to be hopefully guiding you and directing you to some accounts maybe you should be having a little look through and things. I'm obviously going to be diving into maybe why you might want to hire a birth photographer as well. I'll be chatting about that and maybe what questions you should ask a birth photographer if you're considering hiring a birth photographer. I've also contemplated interviewing someone who might have almost hired a birth photographer but at the last minute didn't, and you know, she maybe regrets that decision now. So I'd be interested in talking to somebody who might have done this or felt like this. I think it's an interesting angle. I'll be filling you also in on my adventures, what it's like for me being on call, real life situations and struggles, and why I got into this work in the first place and kind of and what it means to me. So I think, you know, some of those topics you'll definitely find interesting. I'm also planning talking to some past clients, asking them a whole range of questions that maybe, you know, if you're considering hiring a birth photographer, that you might want to know. So I'm looking forward to doing those. And I have a whole host of fabulous guests up my sleeve that are currently doing fabulous things in the birth world. So look out for those. Now I'm planning sort of bite-sized episodes where they're hopefully going to be straight to the point, but they're going to be like easily digestible. So I'm thinking like 15 to 20 minutes long. I'm not a clock watcher though, so they could be longer or shorter. And if I have guests on the show, I don't know, maybe that could be an hour. Who knows, once I start talking to people, I think an hour could be easily done. I'm planning on releasing an episode every fortnight at the minute, but I'm also dabbling with the possibility of maybe like having a series. Series one has X amount of episodes and then there's a break, and then series two has X amount, kind of that sort of thing. So who knows, I'm going to just play it by ear, but for the minute I'm hoping it's going to be every fortnight. My other aim for the podcast is to give you like a quick fix of information as well. So something useful and something that's reassuring. Adding, I don't know, a little bit of humour along the way, hopefully. So I hope you feel like inspired as well to some degree after each episode as well. That would be brilliant. So I decided to go with podcasting rather than video because I am a massive fan of podcasts myself, probably borderlining like addicted to them, I think. And I'll be brutally honest and confess that they really appealed to me because it meant I didn't have to put any makeup on and that I could sit and do them in extremely comfortable clothes, which is a win-win for me. So starting a podcast ticked an awful lot of boxes that video didn't. I also think that there's something, I don't know, really neat, I guess, about being in someone's earbuds. It's like you've been given like a direct line to their brain. and I really like that. So I should probably, I don't know, tell you a little bit about myself. If you really wanted to see my face, you could just head to my website. There is an outdated photo there, but it is a picture of me. I am planning on getting some new images soon. So I'm a mother of two teenage boys, which is a whole other ball game, actually. Dealing with teenagers was something I was not prepared for. But hey ho. But more than anything, actually, I never realised how much I would miss their soft cheeks. You know, when they're no longer soft. Oh, and I crave those soft cheeks like you wouldn't believe. So if you've got any little ones out there, stroke their cheeks. Letting go for me has been really, really hard, actually. And it's something I'm going to be covering in one topic at some point in the future. And I might even convince one of them to hop on with me and ask them what it's like having a mum as a birth photographer. That might be interesting. So who knows? That's one possibility for the future episode. I'm also married to a very supportive man who puts up with all kinds of things, including kind of calming me in the middle of the night when I turn all the lights on, convinced there's a spider in the bed. I do this often. So honestly, I probably couldn't do this job without him and his support. I'm also the owner of a super adorable beagle named Nelly, who's a damn delight, except when she's rolling in something grotesque or eating cat poo. You might hear her bark from time to time because she is always with me. Lastly, and possibly kind of stating the obvious, I don't know, I am a birth photographer, but I'm also a doula and I am based in South Wales in the UK. So back to the podcast. I have debated a lot about the use of bad language or dropping the F-bomb. And in all honesty, I do swear. It's not something I do a lot, but I do swear because I think we all do, don't we? So occasionally, like shit and bloody will just come out of me. And some guests I'm planning on having on the podcast, they definitely drop the F-bomb, which is kind of why I'm drawn to them. Sometimes I think like a good swear word just really is able to emphasise the message that you're trying to put into the world. So I'm not ruling it out at all. And if there is any bad language in any of the episodes, I will put one of those little E's for explicit in a box so you can pop your headphones on. A quick word of warning, and this is the final kind of thing I wanted to cover. Anyone who knows me well will know that my vocabulary is far from perfect. And it's quite a vulnerable thing for me to share with you, actually. But it's something I feel like I should just get out of my system to prepare you and to just say, right, you've put it out there in the world, just get on with it. I often mispronounce words and sometimes I even make them up. And I also suck at Chinese proverbs, you know, those kind of sayings like a needle in a haystack, that sort of thing. And honestly, it's for that reason it's taken me so long to do this podcast. But look, I'm going to be saying them, they're going to be out there. I hope they amuse you because they amuse my family and friends who have lovingly coined them as Joeisms, which I find quite endearing. So I could give you an example if you like. It's incredibly embarrassing, but slightly hilarious too. So here we go. I can't believe I'm going to share this with you. Anyway, okay. Now, I have always thought that the expression was, when the shit hits the pan. It was only recently, and I mean this year, when I say recently, that I realised it's when the shit hits the fan. So I just want that one to sink in with you for a minute. When somebody told me that it was fan and not pan, suddenly the whole bloody thing made sense to me. So that's an example, really, a genuine example. And I'm sure from time to time you will notice many of these along the way. And I hope that they make you laugh, because we could all do with more laughter, right? So that's bringing me to the end of this welcome trailer now. I hope this taster episode has enticed you to come a little deeper into my world and to tune into next episode. That would be great. If you have never heard of me, I'd like you to take a wander around my website to get to know me a little bit more, or you could follow me on Instagram. I'm South Wales underscore birth photographer. I'm going to put all the hyperlinks in the show notes. Just saying the word show notes, it's rather exciting. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this welcome trailer and it's given you some inside info on me as a person. And as the podcast evolves, you'll discover more about my personality and why I do the work that I do and why it's important to me. And really, most of all, how it's going to help you. That's all I've got today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will speak to you really, really soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. If you have a second, I'd really appreciate you leaving a quick review so that others can find the podcast. And if you want to make a real human connection with me, I would love that. All the info you need is in the show notes. Until next time, take care.